Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. There's the Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back, and that's Jerry with a G. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Hope you use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Gary Moore is our guest. He's the author of Faithful Finances. He's one of our top investment experts in the Brain Trust, and the guy who talks to us a lot about ethical investing, right, Gary? Is that one way to say it?
Yeah, that term is used interchangeably with values investing, socially responsible investing. Some conservative Christians call it biblically responsible investing.
But it doesn't have to be a theological thing at all. It could simply be that you want to do business with people that are not gaming the system. Who aren't aren't selling something that like these derivatives, papers, real estate mortgage securities that were sold back in back in the earlier part of this last decade, where the leverage was 70-1 and it was sold maybe once or twice more without any kind of additional collateral added. It was just leveraged one time on top of another time for the simple purpose of making another transaction.
Well, that's
unethical, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that?
Well, yeah.
I mean, isn't? Well, let me say this: it may not have been illegal, but it certainly was unethical because of what it created, right?
Actually, The Economist magazine last week wrote about Goldman Sachs, and the headline of the article was "Unethical Until Proven Guilty."
Yeah,
they were making the case that it might be hard to prove the guilt. See, this stuff is so complicated, no congressman's ever thought of making it illegal.
Right.
Nobody can understand it.
Right.
So then we do it, and everybody says, oh, well, it was legal. Well, so what? It's just you can't create products that you know are going to go down in value, which apparently Goldman did at the peak.
But isn't there argument that they had people who wanted to buy the products, and they had people which would meant they wanted to go long on the product, and then they have people who wanted to short the product?
Well, I mean, that's the market, Jim. Every day you got two differing opinions, or the market doesn't exist.
The bears and the bulls.
So yes, that is the nature of Wall Street. What happened with Goldman this time, though, was that one of the guys wanting to bet against the mortgage market came to Goldman and said, I want to bet against it. I'm going to create a fund that is stocked with the worst stuff there is because I want to bet against it. And Goldman created that at his request and went out and sold it to someone who was...
You're saying they created... Are you saying they created a product that was destined to fail and they shorted it? They sold it as a long investment, but then they shorted it because they knew it was going to fail?
That's exactly the...
Is that what's being proposed right now?
That's what they're alleging, yes.
And that is... Is that fraud?
That's what the government is claiming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that'll have to be proven. And
So it's not just the argument, the classic argument of, well, there are people who go long, people who go short. We serve both of them. You're saying they produced a product that was destined to fail.
Well, it was probable to fail because it had been created to fail.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole.
Now that's an interesting scenario there, and that contributed to the downfall of the collapse of Wall Street and the downfall of the economy.
Yeah, but let's be honest. The Goldman is not the worst in this, Jim. They're getting the slack or criticism today because they're the survivors. They probably ran a cleaner shop. And, of course, Lehman and all the guys who are gone.
Right.
Stearns and so on. And we need to remember that.
How about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
Well, those are different issues. There you've got and here's the big picture.
What about the bad accounting there that was never pursued in Fannie Mae?
Well, here's the problem. Mortgages in America today. The housing industry is a subsidized industry.
Okay? Right.
Whether it's taxes, whatever it happens,
right.
Mortgages, whatever. Somebody's got to subsidize that. Now, it used to be the savings and loans, and of course they all went kaput. Then it became Fannie and Freddie. But the point is if you've got benefits on one side of the scale, like tax benefits and so on, somebody's paying for that. And if it's not the homeowner, who has rarely done it until recently, then somebody in the market has got to do it, and it's a question of who's going to get in trouble, and this time Fannie and Freddie, and next time, you know, we don't know who it's going to be. But that's just been the nature of that industry.
Well, clearly there were excesses. Those excesses have come home to roost now. We've had the meltdown, and we're paying for all that right now. The question is as we get geared up to go again, are we going to wind up with a clean process, or is it still going to have the vestiges of the bad stuff?
Well, you're going to, everything shifts. You know, it shifts from the SNLs to Fannie and Freddie and to CDOs and so on. In essence, the Wall Street firms packaging these mortgages were just the old SNLs, and that's the way to understand it. Yes, something else will come along, Jim. The important part in what we had been talking about is that all this money from the stimulus and so on is going back into the market, and I'm convinced we're blowing another bubble.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a bubble?
Well, a stock market bubble.
Yeah.
My guess is you're probably headed back to previous highs where we were. And the thing that amazes me is how quickly we forget. You know.
So you're in the camp that thinks that maybe the prices we've gotten, the ones we're headed for, are not being justified by the performance of the companies.
We're already overvalued. Jim.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. I want you to come back to that, folks. I'm going to get Gary to come back to that right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gary Moore is our guest. His book is called Faithful Finances 101. That's all about for us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.